Blog for He's So Worth It Ministries, January 17th, 2018. Contentment Part 7, the last four of seven keys in how. Oh, how I pray these tips have helped you become more content. So far in our learning how to be content, we've covered 1, putting God first, 2, getting the right outlook by developing an eternal perspective, developing a delayed gratification mindset, decreasing our expectations of self and others while increasing our expectations of God, and not comparing ourselves with other. 3, serving others. Now, as promised, let's focus on you. 4, identify your specific areas of dissatisfaction. Since we are all different, it should be obvious the reason for your discontentedness will be unique to you. I provided a worksheet to help you discover where and why you are unhappy. You need to look at your situation to find your root cause so that you can dispel your wrong thinking. You need to get practical solutions for your issue to change what you can and accept what you can't. You need to do your own Bible study on this topic. Get your own verses in which God will speak. Find your key truths. Sometimes it's just one simple truth that will unlock a door to a totally new way of looking at things. You need to have your own experiences with the Lord during your soul searching. Those experiences are yours, not mine, not your mate's, not Paul's. This will make all the difference in the world in helping you learn to be content, whatever the circumstances, even yours. Then you will have your own testimony about God's faithfulness to proclaim to the world. 5, don't rely on feelings. Choose to act in faith. When you begin to feel dissatisfied, choose not to complain. Choose to believe God's word and act in faith. See 2 Corinthians 5:7. When those feelings of discontentedness arise, nip it in the bud right away. Try not to let it go full blown. It's hard to leave a pity party in full swing. Ask God to help you here. He will. 6, commit to apply. The reason why so many of us fail is that we simply don't do this step. I have learned how to be content in increasing measure. However, as the Lord brings new situations into my life, I still have to choose to apply these truths to remain contented. All the knowledge in the world is useless unless used specifically where we live. If you want to learn how to swim, you can watch all the videos you want, attend all swim classes with eagerness and great intentions. But until you get in the water and start using that information progressively on a practical level, you will never learn how to swim. Yes, it takes time and effort, but it'll be worth it. You'll see. The Holy Spirit will keep His end of the commitment of leading and enabling you to have true satisfaction in Christ. Will you keep your end of the commitment? See Matthew 7:24-27. 7, remember, we're not fully redeemed here. There's still something missing because we have not yet experienced all that God has for us. In heaven, that ache will go away. There will be total fulfillment and joy. Only then will we finally feel the completeness that we were created to enjoy. This series has really only touched the surface. The core message of this ministry revolves around finding true contentment in and through the one and only. Therefore, expect related blogs in the future. Please let me know which areas you'd like further discussion. I want to produce meaningful content for you. Until next time, my friends, go get your free worksheet and begin applying these freeing truths to your specific circumstances. Check the text for how.